With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler, the attorney for a Montana lawmaker who successfully sued the state over an ethics law, says that House Majority Leader Brad Chita will use the $75,000 he was awarded to pay his legal fees. An order filed Monday by U.S. District Judge Brian Morris approves the cash settlement between the Republican legislator and the state Office of the Commissioner of Political Practices. Morris also permanently barred the state from enforcing the law that keeps ethics complaints filed against public officials confidential until the commissioner makes a ruling. Chita sued the state after the then-commissioner, Jonathan Modell, criticized him for revealing that he'd filed an ethics complaint against Democratic Governor Steve Bullock shortly before the 2016 election. The Federal Communications Commission says Montana needs to return $2 million to the state's 911 account. The Missoulian reported yesterday that the funds generated from 911 fees were placed in a state account holding $12 million in 2017. The state lawmakers transferred $2 million from the account to pay for buyouts in the Montana university system. A September 9th letter to Democratic Governor Steve Bullock from the FCC Commissioner Mike O'Reilly says the 911 fee diversion is, quote, unacceptable under any circumstances. O'Reilly's letter says the diversion makes Montana ineligible for federal Next Generation 911 grants to pay for new infrastructure installation. The infrastructure upgrades allow video, photos, text messages, and other digital information to flow through the 911 emergency communications network. The governor's office says it plans to review and respond to the letter. An Ohio resident died Monday in a two-vehicle crash outside Glacier National Park, according to Montana Highway Patrol. The Missoulian reports that a vehicle northbound on Highway 89 near Lower St. Mary Lake turned left into oncoming traffic and was struck by a southbound vehicle, in which the Ohio resident was a passenger. Montana Highway Patrol received a report of the crash around 3 p.m. All parties involved were wearing seatbelts, according to the Highway Patrol. Providence St. Patrick Hospital held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for a new $126 million six-story building addition to its downtown Missoula campus. The Missoulian reports the project is expected to be completed in 2023. It will include 550 spaces of underground parking, three floors of clinical ambulatory/outpatient care, and a sky bridge to the main hospital. Providence, Montana Chief Executive Joyce Dombrowski says the organization is also investing in roughly $14 million in the Providence St. Joseph's Hospital in Polson. This makes for a total investment of $140 million in western Montana. A high-ranking federal education official has toured prior public schools in Billings Skyview High School to highlight their programs. The Billings Gazette reports Deputy Secretary of Education Mick Zace's tour yesterday was about promoting school programs on cultural initiatives and alternatives to college early, and not about informing federal education policy. Zace says he wants to see a smaller role by the federal government in education regulation and education spending. He called the notion that all students should go to college to succeed a well-intentioned but, quote, unfair and untrue idea when there are trade industries, two-year college degrees, and the military. Zace was a former U.S. Army Brigadier General and South Carolina's Education Superintendent before he became Deputy to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. The attorney for a Montana lawmaker who successfully sued the state over an ethics law says that House Majority Leader Brad Chita will use the $75,000 he was awarded to pay his legal fees. An order filed Monday by U.S. District Judge Brian Morris approves the cash settlement between the Republican legislator and the state Office of the Commissioner of Political Practices. Montana officials say a Washington State man remains in stable condition and two New Mexico men have been treated and released after back-to-back grizzly bear attacks in the same area. Fish, Wildlife, and Park spokesman Morgan Jacobson said the authorities were still trying to determine if the attacks involved the same bear. They occurred Monday within a mile of each other in the gravelly mountain range of southwestern Montana. In the first encounter, two archery hunters from New Mexico were tracking an elk when a bear charged and injured both men. It left after being sprayed with bear spray. That evening, two hunters from Washington were charged by a bear, and one of them was mauled. The men fired gunshots at the animal until it left. Jacobson said it is unclear if they hit the bear. Glacier National Park's new plan to address congestion in the park drew a crowd of 70 people last night in the Flathead Valley. The plan calls for more parking lots and shuttles for visitors. But as MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports, officials don't think it's a long-term fix.
Glacier National Park is struggling with its popularity. Visitation numbers this year could break 3 million, which would be the second busiest year on record. Trail use has increased by 1,000% in some areas, and the park's shuttle service and parking lots are overloaded. Superintendent Jeff Mao says park officials didn't imagine this growth when the scoping process for the Going to the Sun Road Management Plan began in 2012.
Visitation increased 40% in the park in just 2 years. That sort of outpaced, I think, what this plan even would have anticipated at that time. What you will find is the plan is not going to sort of solve all our problems for the next 20 or 40 years.
Some in the audience supported one solution in the plan, increased shuttle service, which is run through a cooperative agreement with Flathead County's Eagle Transit. Use of the service has increased 61% since it began in 2007, and park users sometimes wait more than an hour for a ride. Lisa Shepherd with Eagle Transit says it's currently in talks with the park about its own plan to expand services from nearby communities to the park. Shepherd says it's based on what Maine's Acadia National Park offers.
We are ambitiously calling this the Mountain Climber. Because in Acadia, they have what's called the Island Explorer, and it is a one brand. Everybody recognizes it. It's in the park, it's out of the park, it's in the communities, between the communities.
It's unlikely that Eagle Transit's proposal could be incorporated into the final draft of the Going to the Sun Road Management Plan, which will be released next summer. Public comments are due October 6. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.